It's often a wonderful feeling to be up there above the clouds, flying over the world. But if you're nervous when flying, or nervous about going to an airport, or even the whole process, then your mind will be distracted from the excitement, and instead, it'll focus entirely upon other needless thoughts or anxieties. So I'd like you to imagine now that the day has come for your journey. The day has come for your flight. And I want you to imagine that your cases and bags are all packed, they're all ready. You've checked them to make sure you've got everything you need. Tickets, money, passport, everything is in order. It's all good. Now you're already beginning to feel some nerves inside you. So I want to introduce you to a nice little trick. Instead of calling them nerves or anxiety, I want you to call it excitement. Because after all, it's the same situation. So now you're already beginning to feel this excitement, wherever you feel it, in your stomach perhaps. I want you to remember when you were a young child, how perhaps you couldn't sleep the night before a birthday, or an important celebration, or a holiday. That wonderful feeling of anticipation that something good is about to happen the next day. And I want you to remember and recall that great feeling. And as you remember and recall that feeling, I want you to imagine yourself now in your own car or on a train or a bus or however you're getting to that airport. Imagine it now. I want you to notice who's with you, if anyone's with you. I want you to notice where you're sitting, what you're wearing, and just allow yourself to become really absorbed in that lovely, exciting, going on holiday feeling. All the time feeling this excitement inside. And I want you to connect with that excitement, because something special is happening to you. You're about to visit different lands. This world is such an incredible place, and it's amazing to think that while you're here, right now, in just a short time, you could be thousands of miles away. So I want you to hold on to that excitement, that excited energy. And notice where it begins. Maybe it's a tingly feeling in your stomach, a bit like butterflies flying around in there. Maybe it's an excited sensation in your chest, feeling your heartbeat with the added energy. Now I want you to imagine that you've arrived at the airport. You're checking in, having that luggage weighed perhaps, taken away on that conveyor belt. And as you make your way over to the boarding gate, still pleasantly excited and absorbed in that wonderful holiday feeling, you calmly walk to the boarding gate. If you don't know your way, you ask a member of staff, as easy as that. Now before departure, the pilots and a huge team of engineers will plan the flight very carefully. They thoroughly check the aircraft to make sure that the engines, the controls, the instruments, and all other systems are functioning properly. They also make sure that baggage or cargo has been loaded correctly. Then the pilot talks with flight dispatchers and aviation weather forecasters to find out about weather conditions during the flight and at the destination. Their full attention being paid to make sure everything is in perfect working order for you. So that the only thing you have to think about from now on is your own holiday, your own fun and excitement when you arrive at that destination. So, now you're on the way to that boarding area. Perhaps you can purchase a book or a magazine, whichever one looks really interesting. Maybe you've brought one with you. And you might be holding on to that book or that magazine as your flight number appears on the boarding notices, or perhaps it's called out over the tannoy. So you make your way over to that boarding gate. Promptly and excitedly, yet calmly waiting until you board that plane. You might be sitting there in the boarding gate seats, feeling that going on holiday excitement and the energy just moving around through your body. And if you do feel that, just pay attention to where it begins, how it moves, if it moves, and realize that it's excitement that's coursing through your body. Did you know that some people may confuse this excited energy with being nervous? But you know that what you once thought of being nervous, it's now excitement. It's adrenaline that's being pumped through your body. So it's now boarding time. You've walked down the aisles, you've found your seat. Perhaps you've stored any overhead hand luggage. You've got yourself all nested right there in your seat, wondering eagerly who's going to be sitting next to you. Maybe you have a book on your lap as you fasten your seatbelts. You've double-checked your seatbelts. You look around just to see how other passengers are, noticing their happy and excited faces. They're all going on this great journey with you. And they're all probably feeling this energy within them. Having another brief look around now, you see the cabin crew, who are busy doing their checks, settling the last few passengers down, ready to make your flight as comfortable and relaxing as possible. So now notice who you're sitting with. Maybe even introducing yourself, making some small talk. Noticing who's sitting around you, in front and behind, and thinking to yourself, only a short time from now, and you'll be at your destination, enjoying that vacation, relaxing and unwinding maybe, perhaps even visiting a beach to have fun, or a city to become immersed in the culture. Wherever you'll be visiting, I want you to see that destination now. I want you to imagine exactly what that destination will look like. I want you to imagine how nice and warm or cool and chilled it's going to be, and imagine the good times you'll be having on this destination, at this place. And while imagining your holiday and the fun you'll be having, you hardly even notice that the plane begins to move along that runway, gaining speed until it lifts up into the air. And you're leant back in the seat, perhaps even sucking on a mint or a sweet to equalize your ears. Perhaps with a book or a magazine on the lap. And all you can do is think about that destination, where you'll be staying, what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, all the enjoyment to be had while you relax on this vacation. You might begin to read the book, becoming quickly absorbed in its contents, still feeling good inside. Or you may choose to pop on the headphones, listen to some music, or watch a movie, or listen to this track. All the time becoming calmer and calmer, even more relaxed and completely absorbed in the activity. When you look out of the window, you notice you're way above the clouds. And the plane glides through the sky, and it feels amazing up here, above the earth. Good feelings inside you, incredible feelings. Just calm and tranquil feelings. Time for you to just sit back and relax. Perhaps the cabin crew comes around with some refreshments, with food or drinks, which you can enjoy, before perhaps reading some more of your book. or listening, some more, or even watching the in-flight movies. Perhaps you can imagine which film you'd like to be watching right now. What's your favourite film? It's such a wonderful feeling to be up here in the air, flying above the clouds, flying over the world. You know that you're in capable hands, because flying is one of the safest modes of transport. It's a perfect time for you to rest, to relax, to chill out. So just allow yourself to do that and let everyone around you see just how relaxed you can be. You now welcome this time to yourself to just relax and unwind. You can easily take 15 minutes or so for yourself to completely relax whenever you wish while you're up here by using the following technique. If you need to relax, just simply close your eyes and squeeze your index finger and your thumb together of either your left or your right hand. In fact, I'd like you to do it for me right now. Choose a hand. It could be a left hand, it could be a right hand. Whichever hand feels right to you, and leave the other one behind. And begin to squeeze an index finger and your thumb tightly together. And while they're tightly squeezed, I'd like you to take three deep breaths. Three deep, slow, controlled breaths, and let your whole body relax after each breath. Little by little, relaxing more and more, breathing in relaxation, exhaling any tensions that were there. Now you're relaxed. Now you can allow your mind to imagine a perfect place, the most relaxing place in the world, and immerse yourself in the sensation of being in that place. Or you can imagine a wonderful staircase in front of you with 10 steps leading down to a very special place. And perhaps you can walk down that staircase step by step, deeper into comfort, your relaxation doubling after each and every step, letting the whole outside world just simply fade away into non-existence. And as you reach the bottom of those stairs, you can stop squeezing that finger and thumb together because you're here at the door. There's always a door at the bottom of those stairs, and you're right in front of it now. And the good thing about this door is that every time you go through it, you can find yourself in a different place every time, or the same place each time. It's up to you, but it's always a magical place, a very special place just for you. You can be in a wonderful magical garden of your own design. You can be on a wonderful tropical island, basking in the warmth of the sun. You could be on a boat, calmly swaying or bobbing down a river. You could be walking out in the country somewhere, completely enjoying yourself. Wherever you decide to be, it's entirely up to you. But it lies beyond this door. You could even enter a special room, perhaps a creative room, or a problem-solving room. Anything at all is possible. Just go through that door and explore the depths of your own subconscious mind. The possibilities are unlimited. Just go where you will and enjoy that wonderful place. Completely safe, completely relaxed, completely engrossed in your own world of comfort and imagination. And as long as you follow this simple technique, you can always revisit this world or create an entirely different location to visit each and every time you wish to relax. So imagine yourself now on that flight, sitting in the seat, up in the air, feeling safe and sound, totally secure because you know you're in capable hands, deciding now to take that 15 minutes or so, just for yourself, to relax, to let go. So you do. You relax, you let go. So I'd like you once again to take that thumb and finger once again and squeeze them together to kickstart the technique into action. And taking those three long, slow, deep breaths now, slowly and controlled, deeper relaxed, relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, becoming calmer, deeper down, seeing the staircase, stepping down those 10 steps, more relaxed after every step, doubling and tripling that relaxation, reaching the bottom of the staircase, letting go of your thumb and finger now. Standing in front of that door. So go through that door now and spend some time in your own special place, secure in the knowledge that you really are beginning to enjoy flight more and more, because it gives you time to enjoy your own special time, discovering your own inner mind, solving problems, getting in touch with your creativity, visiting new places, or remembering places and people you may have thought you've forgotten. So many possibilities here. Just let my voice drift into the background while you visit this special place. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments to allow you to enjoy your time in relaxation, imagining just how relaxed you can feel, and imagining just how relaxing your next flight is going to be. And when you hear my voice next, you won't be startled, you won't be alarmed. When you hear my voice next, you won't be startled or alarmed. But instead, you'll just bring your attention and focus slowly back to my voice once again. But for now, just allow yourself to completely relax, to enjoy your time in this place, and remain in your special place, safe and sound, enjoying all the wonderful things that your mind is creating for you right now. Bring your attention back to my voice. That's good. Bring your attention back to my voice. That's right. Back onto my voice once more now, and know that you can return here whenever you wish, or you can discover new places, all with the power of your mind. All you need to do is close those eyes, squeeze that finger and thumb, take 3 slow breaths and relax, relax, relax. See the staircase, walk down the steps, come to the door, walk through the door into your own special place. Having a very powerful hypnotic relaxation for what may seem like hours of normal time, but it will only ever need to be 15 minutes or so. That's good. Just giving yourself time now in relaxation. Giving yourself time to thoroughly relax, let go of any negativity or tensions, and just replacing it with wave after wave of calm, comfortable relaxation and excitement, allowing these waves of great calming feelings to wash over your entire body. Waves from the top of your head right down to the tips of those toes, and even back up again as you venture through that door into your own special place in your mind. A place completely for you to immerse yourself in. That's good. and know that you can return here whenever you wish or discover new places with the power of your mind. Now, before you know it, the plane is slowly descending on its approach. Perhaps your ears may feel strange for a while as the pressure adjusts, but you know they'll be soon fine again. And before you know it, you land perfectly. There's always a slight bump as the plane lands and then continues along the runway, and the brakes kick in until eventually it slows down and stops and taxis to the lounge. And you've really enjoyed that flight, more than you thought you would. So much so that you already look forward to making the return trip, knowing that all will be fine. You enjoyed the flight, you made it feel good. And because you're now prepared in your mind, you'll find that you can make your flight go almost exactly the way you've just imagined it. The good feelings, especially, will be much stronger than you can imagine. The more you practice this technique, even listening while on the flight, you can really enjoy this flight. You're okay. You feel fine. You feel good, confident, in control now. Because you are in control of your thoughts and actions, and every time you travel in the future, you'll find it much more enjoyable, much more exciting to fly in a plane. In fact, I bet you'll even be surprised at how much you enjoy this experience, because the world is your oyster now, and you can really begin to enjoy yourself once again. Gathering together all the good feelings of relaxation and comfort and excitement within your body, making them stronger and stronger, and allowing them to move this excitement up to the top of your head and back down to the tip of your toes, filling every single inch of your body with calm energy, excited energy, focused energy, a good feeling all over. And in your own time, you can open your eyes. Welcome back.